Lightning 100, Black Pumas there with Black Moon Rising, and they'll be playing Lightning 100's Nashville Sunday night, July 14th out at 3rd and Lindsay. Want to say congratulations to Molly. She scored the $50 Acme Feed and Seed gift card. So speaking of Nashville Sunday night, it's coming up this very Nashville Sunday night out at 3rd and Lindsay. That we've got Air Park opening for Repeat Repeat, and Jared and Kristen from Repeat Repeat are in studio right now. Welcome back and good morning.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great.
Good morning indeed.
Jared, you don't have to
talk so long.
Oh, yeah. Mic technique, man.
I don't want to make a noise by moving the mic stand. I'm scared.
You can tell he's been here before a few times.
Well, hey.
This isn't my first rodeo.
He was doing the limbo to say good morning to you guys.
He's like upside down, like, hello.
This is like that method where you're trying to put yourself against all the odds and then you make your best art. You know what I mean? Where Jack White's like making a guitar out of a string and a lump of lumber. You know, that's your method for radio. Make it difficult.
Yeah, I work with the stand. You know, I just roll with the... I make art that way. Yeah, it's good.
This is like some Eastern philosophy. I like it. Jared and Kristen, live here at Lightning 100. The record drops on Friday. It's called Glazed, produced by Pat Carney. The show is Sunday, 3rd and Lindsay. So I almost want to say, like, happy birthday. Is that what it feels like to you guys, that this thing's being born for the rest of the world, or what? Kristen, what do you think?
It really does.
Yeah.
We're also just very nurturing, loving people.
We
definitely feel like... Well, it's time to send this little babe into the world. We've raised it as best we can.
Yeah, and we made it like almost a year ago.
This is what I was wondering. You guys are often working on a different calendar entirely.
Right.
Not mine.
And so we started in July of last year, and then you go through the whole process, recording and mixing and mastering and all of that stuff. So to see it finally be out in the world is, it's wild. It's wild to watch people's reactions on their first time hearing it, because we've heard these songs hundreds of times now.
Sure. You know? Yeah. It has to be an interesting thing for it. Like, it's got to change in your mind a little bit, just knowing that other folks now have access to this thing that's lived up there pretty much exclusively for a while.
Right. So, yeah, it is like having a kid, but in the sense of, like, we had this kid a year ago and locked him in a closet for a year. And now everyone gets to see the kid for the first time. And we're like, we've known this kid for a year. But the whole world gets to see this kid now.
I want to make sure this kid gets taken away from you.
Take it away.
Oh my gosh, so Glaze is out Friday. You worked with Pat Carney from the Black Keys, and it sounds like he had full-on sort of creative input with you. Is that right?
It is, and we went into it just saying, like, whatever you want to bring to this table, we are ready for, and it was very collaborative and incredible, really, in every way.
Yeah, and he also not only produced it, but he played drums on it.
Oh.
And that conversation was really... strange at first. It was like world-changing, because he was like, do you want to play drums or you want me to play drums?
Really?
And I was like, I appreciate you asking permission. However, I will let you, the Grammy Award-winning drummer, play drums on the record.
That is amazing.
Could you imagine if I was like, I don't want you touching the drums? Anyway.
Don't look at the drums,
Go back
Pat.
To the console, get away from the kit.
Wow.
It actually speaks to his collaboration, you know, efforts, though, that he even asked and was willing to have Jared say, I'll throw these down, no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it would be funny, too, if he just set up all the mics, didn't say anything too about it, just started doing takes. That'd be amazing, too.
We would totally would have been cool with that.
I know you would have signed off. Repeat, repeat, game for whatever happens. That's what we love.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time. We got to talk about that. But first, let's keep talking about your record. I'll keep myself out of the narrative for a minute. and then I'm coming in. Ha! As you're preparing to play these tunes live, the band has evolved over the years. It seems like more people involved. As you're getting ready to stand up these tunes for this huge tour that you're about to go on, what's it been like seeing the songs come to life live around you?
Well, they've only come to life live in the basement where we practice.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we've only played South by Southwest this year, so this is our first... Sunday's our first show of the year.
Wow!
And then we go out and play 60 dates before September, so...
That's a lot.
We've had a lot of time to prepare.
Yeah, but also, I feel like so much is about to evolve and change by the time we hit Bridgestone in October.
I know.
It's like, it feels like... who knows what, how these songs are going to be and what, you know, what order. I mean, Sunday we're going to try a lot of things and see how it goes and see which orders work, whatever, but we don't really know. We don't know which ones are going to stick yet. We don't know which ones people are going to be really into or not.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a fun, weird experiment on Sunday.
I like going to the first show of a tour. I was at the PAX show at Ascend. I think it was his first show of the tour. And there's just a, like a sort of special element of like, hey, anything could happen. Who knows what this is right now? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know with you, Jared, that's part of it all the time.
Anything could definitely happen.
Yeah, it's true.
It probably will.
Nothing is off the table.
Well, and it's this weird thing because it's like we have this record and we have this big tour coming up, and like I'm sure like Patrick will stop by for the show, mm-hmm. and my parents are in town for the show,
yeah,
and all that stuff, and it just there's a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just kind of like. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do or say. Exactly. I don't know. We're just going to like, maybe I'll just play lying down the whole show. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll just figure it out as we go.
If you don't see Jared, you know why. He laid down for the album release party.
Yeah.
Hey, it's newsworthy. You're going to be in Rolling Stone, at least country.
Yeah, it's release week. I might be tired.
You're Nashville's most enthusiastic rockers. You're going to be jumping the whole time. I read that in Rolling Stone, too. All right, let's jam to one of these tunes. This is High I'm Waiting. Do you want to tell us any trade secrets about maybe the making of this tune or some lyric in the bridge? What's something we don't know yet about this tune that would be fun to learn?
Well, the song is about, originally, before we made it with Patrick, I had written it to be like I'll Be Watching You by the Police in the sense that this sweet love song, but it was actually about like a
like
stalker.
Surveillance. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then we scrapped that idea and changed it to just make it a really sweet love song, but about the idea of being like a patient. I feel like as a white dude in a rock band, like the least I can do is like be patient and things like that and be a role model for other people like that in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was like, rather than being like, there's so many like love songs that are like, yeah, I'm
about the pursuit.
Yeah. And this is more about like, there's a line in the song that says, you say when you want me, I want you when you do. And I really like that line because it's like,
when
I'm over here, I'm ready when you are, but I'm not going to be creepy about it. Okay. And I feel like more dudes need to like, you know, and embrace the not creepiness.
Yeah. I just saw the light bulb go off above Adam's head. When he went,
Being creepy. Don't be such a creep. Dumb.
Yeah.
Repeat. Hi, I'm waiting. Hit up the show Sunday. Here it is on Lightning 100. Lightning 100, that is repeat with Hi, I'm Waiting in advance of the gig this Sunday, Nashville Sunday night, 3rd and Lindsley Great Locals Air Park opening up the night. Do not miss it. The record's called Glaze. It drops on Friday, which gives you 48 hours to learn all the tunes and sing them right back at these two folks.
I think that's ample
Jared
time.
And Kristen, what's that feel like? I know that must happen where there are folks that know the tunes and maybe sometimes in a place where you didn't expect or you didn't realize folks were kind of like already on the team with you. What's that been like when you experience those moments?
I try to keep myself from like tearing up every time. Uh-huh. For me, it's just a constant like, oh, this is so sweet. You really know these songs. And I'm just trying to not be like overcome with sincere emotion, which is an interesting balance on stage. Yeah.
I got to be careful not to try to be like, sing it to the audience on songs that they don't know yet.
Well,
like I'm gonna be like, yeah, come on, everybody, sing it out. You know it, sing it. And everyone's like, this has been out for 2 days. I don't know it yet.
And Jared knows how to like be the party leader from many moons of experience.
That's
I suppose
a great way to describe
the party
it.
Leader, right?
I'm like leading. I'm leading the party.
He's leading the party.
Hand me the baton.
It is a very important role. You know, obviously, I learned it early on East Nashville Underground days. We can talk about this. Is the NDA finally over?
Oh.
East Nashville Underground. I think everybody made it through. I hope so. Those were some incredible times. I'm talking about like old school East Nashville playing really underground, like house parties and basements, and then moving over to East Room. As you guys look upon those times in your earlier days and as Nashville musicians and figuring things out, how do you look back upon it? Like, what's your feeling?
Well, it's really encouraging to see bands that back in the day played our basement for like no money and free beer become Margot Price and Moon Taxi and I don't know, I like
tons of them.
I realized the other day that Anderson East played our day show one time for like 15 people.
Natalie Press, I mean all sorts of Coin,
and
That's really right.
Wow. So it's encouraging to watch those artists that we believed in back then and we thought were really talented, and you know, but back then we're just kind of in this small circle of Nashville, now be like playing Saturday Night Live and like selling out huge you know, venues and stuff like that. And so as a band ourselves, it's encouraging because, you know, you go and you play some shows where it's like huge and packed, but then, you know, you go play a new market and it's like 10 people, you know, and they're really into the music and they know all the lyrics. But sometimes it can be like, oh man, I have to back up and remember that, like, it's
it can be a slow burn sometimes.
Yeah,
in some spots.
It takes a 10 years to become an overnight success. Like, it feels like, you know,
right? We get so sort of personal and like friend-like with people that like the band that we're just now getting to the point where people are following us that we don't go like, oh yeah, that's Sarah. Remember, she lives in Columbus. Right. She's super sweet.
Right.
So, now that you don't know all the names, that's not a bad indicator right there. Repeat. The record's dropping Friday. It's called Glaze. I find it really interesting. So Jared, you've been like rocking and rolling for many moons, playing in different bands, making stuff happen. Kristen, you've taken a different path to this, haven't you?
Yeah. The backside of it.
Yeah, so like I knew you from doing socials, marketing, PR, events world, and then I don't know who it was. Did Jared twist your arm to sing in this band? What was it? I remember you pitching me this idea of like a modern, I don't even know if I should say it, like a modern like alt sort of indie Sonny and Cher thing.
Well,
and like
when
figuring
he started,
out.
Yeah, when singer. He started the band, he knew he wanted there to be a girl in it, and I was just helping with sort of the, okay, what this music that you're making and writing, what does it sound like from a from a listener's perspective? What, you know, what might it look like visually, aesthetically, from a, you know, from a marketing and design and all that stuff kind of direction? So that was my role initially, but while we were trying to find someone to fill the role of the person in the band, I sang on a couple of demos just so that he could work ahead, like you were saying, you know, and get the music going. And then Gregory Latimer, our producer, said, why are you looking elsewhere? Like, your girl singer is right here. And we just went, what?
I related to the McGriddle, right? Because you don't think that, like, you don't think that maple syrup and, I don't know, sausage and cheese would taste good together.
It does.
But then you try. So we were like, no, we're married. That's our role. And then I am in a band. But then we were like, oh, wait, this actually really works. And in hindsight, it's like, could you imagine me singing, like, sweet love songs to anybody else on stage?
It would be different, wouldn't
it? Except for you, Adam.
Well, I mean,
you and
yes,
I could start
you.
A band. I could sing love songs to you.
It would have been okay if you left it unspoken, but I like you blasting it out for everybody.
We have this weird little fact about us that we don't like to be the poster children of because it just accidentally happened, but we've never spent a night apart in almost 10 years. So
what?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know how we thought we were going to tour. Never a night. It's crazy.
We were
3 years in when we realized it, and then we were like, I think this is a thing, but also everyone around us, please don't think we're trying to like alone time is good, y'all.
You know,
we always say, like, don't, because, like, you know, girlfriends will look at their boyfriends and they'll be like, oh my God, see, they've never spent a night apart. I'm like, no, we get it. Like, people need, like, alone time and, like, need to be, like, away for a while. So, like, we encourage that. But I don't know, we're weirdos. We're the freaks.
Hey, I think it's worth it because you might end up in the Guinness Book of World Records, my favorite book at every book fair in elementary school. You like that book too, don't you? I loved it. My favorite were the twins on the motorcycles. Okay, so we've got Repeat live here at Lightning 100 talking about the record. It's called Glaze. One of the things about the band, I think this speaks to kind of your experience, Kristen, is that the visuals and the audio, to me, have always made sense together. It seems like one cohesive thought, and most bands, particularly bands starting out, do not have that. So I guess that's just a compliment.
Well, thank you. Your timing is like really uncanny because we're actually sharing today. You can go on Twitter and find us at RepeatX2.
Okay.
We're sharing today a whole like history behind the album artwork because it looks
look
very photoshopped, but actually everything was bought and made. We made actual physical confectioner's glaze. We built a house, like a little dollhouse with like wood glue and everything. And we glazed it in a studio and got a million shots and like edited it. It was all in real time and it was all actually physically done.
With the help of our friend Jason Denton, who makes all of our visions come to life in an incredible way.
He's like, his eyes are now adjusted differently after making all your bright videos.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
he sees everything in like shades of candy after years of doing our music videos.
Nashville, if you want to view life through this particular kaleidoscope, come on out Sunday, 3rd and Lindsley. This is going to be a big time show. The release is Friday. The record's called Glaze that's dropping. It's been so much fun hanging, folks.
Every time.
You guys are the best. Do we have time for Rapid Fire 5 after this, Jay?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so we're going to
play from the new one.
Let's do Head On. Should we know anything about Head On? This is about the product you put on your head, right? To go.
It is.
Headlamp.
Yeah. They call called us. They wanted a placement for their next commercial, but they didn't like the song, so they said we could just keep it and put it out ourselves.
Hey, this is going to turn out to be a financial windfall for you. Repeat, repeat, head on, Lightning 100.
Lightning 100, repeat, repeat with Head On from the brand new record Glazed, dropping this very Friday, and repeat, repeat, headlining Lightning 100's Nashville Sunday night this very Sunday. Air Park going to open the show at 8 o'clock. Repeat, repeat will hit the stage at 9. Those tickets on sale right now. Get yours before it sells out, because you know it's going to sell out. And we have Jared and Kristen here in studio, kind enough to get up. I don't know, are you guys usually up? But early in the morning,
we live are with 6 a.m.ers.
Nice.
Feeding all the animals, right?
Yeah. We often wish that we weren't, but I'm a teacher's kid. My mom had me up early or else, and now we have a farm full of animals.
Yeah, so and I have major anxiety just constantly about the record doing well and how many people are going to come to our shows, so I just don't sleep.
Oh, man. You wake up with a feeling of pure dread and then kind of like take the edge off with some Cocoa Crisps? What's the play cereal-wise? Are you a cereal guy?
We're on a new one right now.
I want to know.
There's a lot of people are going to gag at this, but there's a new banana cream frosted flakes.
This is so on brand, it's insane.
It's really,
this might be your cereal.
It's really good.
Well, we should have a cereal after we do our beer.
Get yourself a cereal. Speaking of, you're doing a new beer, I'm hearing. Yeah. What's the new beer?
Tropical Creamsicle Sour.
Wow.
By Pontoon Brewing Company. Uh-huh. You can also get it at Bonnaroo at the Brewers Festival at Bonnaroo.
Oh.
We'll have it on sale with us as well, and it'll be available some other places. Just follow us.
Duly noted, I'm going to hit that up at Bonnaroo for sure.
Does the label look like your hair, Kristen?
Yes. The lower half of it, yes, it does. And I designed the label, so yet again, we got to sort of leave our mark on...
Every little thing. Okay, now it's game time, folks. You've traversed this interview pretty well, but now comes the gauntlet. It's rapid fire five time. Five random questions. You tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Current favorite drink. Repeat, repeat. Current favorite.
Natterdays. It's Natural Light mixed with strawberry lemonade.
Oh, I saw that at the store.
It's amazing. You gotta try it. It's not as sweet as you think. It's so good. You can drink 20 of them and still... walk.
If I could say this, that box, it looks like something you designed as well.
I know!
Yeah. We were really drawn to it, naturally.
Okay. How about this? Do you think, is it possible to tell from album art whether an album will be good or not, often? From other people's records, not necessarily just yours. But do you know, remember back in the day, you go to a store and just pick something based on what it looks like?
Oh,
yeah. When you're young, you guys are around.
I think I definitely still do that to some degree. I mean, when I go to The Groove or Grimey's or something, I definitely am first drawn to what is visually attracting me.
Uh-huh.
And then I kind of work from there.
Yep.
But I don't know. There's a lot of records that we absolutely love that I look at the artwork and I think, like, I would have never been drawn to this. So, you know, constantly surprised with album artwork choices.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves' album is incredible and her cover is fine, but it's like her with a flower and windblown hair.
Simple.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't just pick that out of a crowd, but that album is one of the best albums of the last
ever.
Your recommendation, of course, for the next Kacey record is Kacey with Confectioners sugar poured all over her head, right?
Kacey could get glazed. That
get glazed.
Would be great.
Yeah.
No, she's getting like gacked, like Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon gacked. Finally comes up on the morning show. I told myself I wasn't going to be the one to bring it up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Speaking of, all right, next question. Favorite childhood toy or play activity or thing, you know, you could pick Play-Doh, even the Play-Doh machine where it shot the stuff out or a shape. That was fun.
I was a real big fan of the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, were you making stuff in it?
Oh, devil's food cake for everyone.
Yeah.
And it was like done? It like worked?
Oh, it worked. I would take it out of town and do it in hotel rooms.
Really?
So I would go out of town with my parents and just be like, do you want a red velvet cake? Like that.
And they're like, no, we want to go to Disneyland. Please let us get out of this hotel.
I'm still doing that to people. I should bring it to the shows. Would you, devil's food, anyone?
Yeah. And what if you brought some? That would be a great time.
I mean, if you sell one at the merch table, you could put a hefty price on
that. Right?
Smush your face in it and be like, this is custom.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? Percentage chance you ever live on a farm?
100%.
Oh, wait a minute. You're living that farm life? Green Acres style?
Yeah. Okay. It's the juxtaposition of like playing New York like four times this year and like major cities constantly. And we were just in Toronto. We went to a town called Vegandale. It's like crazy and like all this vegan food and stuff. And then we come home and it's like there's one restaurant attached to the gas station and they only serve fresh meats. And, and everybody's just like, y'all play in a band? That's neat. You know what I mean? It's I love it. I love it because you get to like really pull away. Because when you're, I don't know, when you play in a bunch of cities and you come home to a city, it's kind of hard to like find that time to like detach yourself.
And we lived right in East Nashville on Shelby for almost 10 years. So we were really, every game day, we were like, gotta move to that farm sometime.
That's right.
If the Titans ever move to Hartsville, I'm getting, I'm moving it to Kentucky.
I think you're safe. Jared and Kristen from Repeat Repeat. One last question, and I'm asking you because you're thoughtful folks. I love both you guys so much individually
and
the music. I want to ask you to recommend something. So you can recommend whatever. This might be, maybe it's another band you just fell in love with. Maybe it's a mode of thinking. Maybe it's footwear. Maybe it's a guitar. What do you want to recommend to the folks? You know our listeners. You are in that crew, I would say. What do you want to recommend to the people of Nashville? And it can be come to your show. That's okay.
Gosh, there's so many cool things we're listening to. Yeah. Like we've been curating a playlist on Spotify, and I'm trying to think of what bands from that playlist.
Air Park.
Absolutely.
Nailed it.
Boom.
I was ready. They're opening the gig on Sunday, Nashville.
That's right.
Get out.
Yes, come on out. I would recommend going to other countries, because we just went to Toronto for our second vacation of all time.
Oh, it's a vacay.
Yeah, we never take vacations.
No,
someone had to tell us, our manager Max had to go, you should go on a vacation. We were practically like, what is that? You mean don't
We were like shaking our eyes with bloodshot.
Don't do productive things while we're there or on the way.
You're like, we're going on vacation. We're playing Bridgetown. No, that's a tour.
That's work. You need to
like, but it's in our hometown. Yeah. It's like,
if you've never been outside of Nashville or outside of the States, like go travel.
I think that's good. I think it cures a lot of sometimes what ails us as Americans.
Our tip summarized is go to Canada.
Get up to Canada. Yeah. Hey, man.
Go to Canada.
You don't got to tell me.
Happy Memorial Day. Go to Canada. Yeah, right.
Widen the scope a little bit. So go to Canada, and you guys maybe work on having a vacation more often than once every 5 years.
This one showed us that we would like that.
Yeah. Right, turns out vacation, not all bad. Repeat cool. Breaking news. Lightning in the morning. Thank you for making the time, Jared and Kristen.
Thank you
my gosh, we love both of you so much.
We love you
guys. Thank you guys. You guys are so talented. And Nashville out there, like, you're so lucky to have these two humans in the morning, because they're very, we've heard a lot of morning radio out there, and you guys are some of the best.
The fiver's in the mail, Jared. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, baby.
Sending cash via post. We're going to take a quick break and be back with some Team D-Lane. Talking about upcoming events here in Nashville.